Hachette Audio presents Bobby Wonderful, An Imperfect Son Buries His Parents. Written and read by Bob Morris.
To Jeff, my loving and protective big brother, whose devotion to family is a daily blessing, challenge, and inspiration. Ashes, a prelude. Just before Christmas a few years ago, I met a man at a holiday party who was ecstatic after seeing a major ballet company's performance of The Nutcracker. His mother's ashes, he told me, and a few others gathered around him, had been used as the snow on the set, sprinkled in with the usual fake stuff covering the floor, and the remainder had been dumped into a box with the rosin that dancers use on their toe shoes. None of them, of course, knew about it. She loved ballet so much, he said, it was the perfect ending. Well, one man's perfect ending is another's gruesome one, I guess. My family has never been the cremating kind, but as the exuberant man went on to explain how the strange occurrence had come to be, the artistic director of the ballet company had known his eccentric mother, who was a fan, and how happy he was that he had been able to show her out with such panache. I started thinking about the conventional burials of both my relatively conventional parents. Then, I thought about my own engagement with them in the last years before they died. When this man's mother became infirm, he told me, he moved her into his small house in a tiny Virginia town without a second thought. He rallied the entire block not just to befriend her, but to show up to amuse her and help him help her as she languished. This busy man, a media specialist with a passion for the advocacy work that sends him around the world, didn't think twice when the time came to take his mother in and make her a major part of his hectic life. I loved her, and I wanted to do the best I could for her, that's all, he said. His cheeks were red from the beer he was drinking, and the warmth of the party. He wasn't mourning at all, it seemed. Rather, he was joyful and triumphant and also, of course, relieved to be done with the wrenching and prolonged process of helping a loved one die. It was hard, but I learned so much from doing it, he said. He even made a reluctant adolescent niece go in and look at his mother in her last days. I told her getting old isn't pretty, but it's important to see, he said. He talked and he talked, and I listened without saying a word. With my own parents and their last years, there were so many moments of aggravation, anxiety, and despair, but rarely the triumphs that this lively man was able to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?